This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God, established in Jesus' name, thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. And I'm always glad to be here, a place of refuge, a place to come that we may eat the Word of God. And I'm glad because of the teaching, I'm able to eat and I'm filled. And get ready for the tomorrow because we have to eat again. And I'm just glad to be here, to be among the children of God, the saints of God, to have our pastor among us in teaching us the commandments of God. And at this time, I present unto you our teacher and pastor, Eric Gordon.
Thank you, Elder Phillips, to our elders, missionary, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice. We do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. We must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God. That's the thought, and we're going to get more into that. But first, when you pray.
Heaven.
thank God for the ensemble. Thank God. We have our announcements from our deacon, Debbie. Thank God.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676. Now our pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Thank God, another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. We must. Much tribulation, enter into the kingdom of God. Let's read that Acts 14 and 22. Thank God for knowledge. And I'm enjoying going through what it takes to please God. And we must go through much tribulation. Acts 14, 22, what does it say?
Confirming the souls of the disciples.
That's what we're here to do. Whoever's listening or watching, we're here to confirm souls, letting you know you're in the plan. If you're striving to keep God's commandments, you're in the plan. Confirming the souls, what?
And exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that we must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom of God.
Thank God. We got a little ring going on here.
Yes.
Philippians 2 and 5. Yes. What does that say? Thank God.
2 and 5.
If you're going to enter into the kingdom, there's a suffering. That's what the Lord said. Except the man deny himself, take up the cross. That's the suffering. You're not getting in. Cannot enter. And you can't even see the kingdom if you haven't been born of a spirit. That means if you're not in the midst where God's spirit is, you cannot catch the vision.
Right.
We'll get into that. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Philippians, you read that fifth verse, you finish reading that? Let this mind
be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.
Seventh verse, what? But me.
He made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant.
So again, that's what we minds have to, when we come to God, and especially after we've been living for God for a number of years, I'm saying many out there think they're living for God. That's fine. But you have to have a mind to die.
Yes.
And if this is not in your teaching, you're in the wrong teaching. Whatever you are, forget what you are, what you think you are. Have no reputation. Take the form of a servant. What?
And was made in the likeness of men.
So let's come here to be made, right?
Yes.
So don't bring all of your baggage. Well, I thought this. Now, that's fine. But it ain't like that. It's like this. This is what God is saying.
Mm-hmm.
You're here to believe.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful? And to die, read.
And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto
now
death.
Now, wait a minute. If God could take on flesh,
yes,
take on the seed of Abraham, become a man,
yes,
and became obedient, what about you and I?
Yes.
We don't have no excuse. Why we cannot be obedient, be submissive to the teaching?
Yes.
God was submissive to his own teaching. He never do that. But to be an example, found in fashion,
mm-hmm,
as a man, he humbled himself, what?
And became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross.
Thank God. Let's go to Romans 7. Because so many don't know what the cross is. The cross is nothing but God's word. That's all it is.
Mm-hmm.
But the natural man don't know that. If you're not under God's commandments, you're not being taught spiritual knowledge, and you're not under the teaching of God. 7 and 10, Romans, what does it say?
And the commandment which was ordained to life, I found to be unto death.
Wait a minute. God is life. God's word is life. But it's death to the old man. It's not death, it's death to the old man. But it's life. But it's unto death if you desire to live for God. Read.
for sin, taking occasion by the commandment, deceived me.
Now, wait a minute. So when you come to God and you find out what God is requiring, now the enemy is going to try to take advantage of it and show you every way around it. That's what it's going to do. If God didn't say it, the enemy wouldn't have anything to work with you with. And the people out there that's not under God's commandments don't know they're not in God's will or don't know God's plan. But once you find out the plan, the struggle gets greater. Yes. You're going to struggle out there if you don't even know God's commandments. You just don't know you're in the struggle because of the devil. And because you're not keeping God's commandments, you don't know that. But once you understand you must keep them, you understand everything. You understand, and the enemy is coming after you.
Yes.
Because by what God says, he's going to try to slay you. Read.
For sin, taking occasion by the commandment, deceived me, and by it slew me.
What?
Wherefore the law is holy, and the commandment holy, and just.
So wait a minute. What's the question? Why would the God did away with the commandments when the commandments is holy, just, and good? Now, if God did away with something that's just and good and holy, God wouldn't be righteous. He didn't do away with it. What?
Was then that which is good made death unto me?
No, it's not. It's not made death, but because of sin, it made the sin death. Yes. Read.
God forbid. But sin, that it might
that appear, it might appear that what?
That it might appear sin working death in me by that which is good.
Isn't that beautiful? Now that's why so many don't want to come to the commandments, because it shows up sin. Mm-hmm. And they don't want to stop sinning. They love the pleasures of sin more than the life it gives you. That's why you don't want it. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm. That sin by the commandment might become exceeding sinful.
What?
For we know that the law is spiritual.
So the law is spiritual. What?
But I am carnal.
That's why so many don't understand it. And thank God for Nathaniel. I was talking to him today and he texted me. He said, read Deuteronomy 10 and 12. And now Israel, what doth the Lord thy God require thee? And he read on down to read down to so-and-so verse 33 or something like that. He said, what is the circumcised foreskin of your heart? It's talking about your mind. God want to circumcise the mind, cut away that which is not pleasing to him. And that's why we have that parable born with it. Because God said, you come here with something I want to cut away. You're born like that. That's the parable. Isn't that beautiful? Carnal mind cannot see that. A spiritual mind has got to be taught spiritual food. If you're not taught spiritual, you can't see it.
Yes.
What do you say? For we know
that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin.
Talking about the old man. Read the eighth chapter. Mm-hmm. 8 and 6. Carnal. Carnal mind is not understanding about the foreskin and what God requires. It don't understand it. Not to the extent where they yield to it. What does it say? 8 and 6.
For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace.
What?
Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God.
So it's not subject to it. I'm not yielding to that. I'm not getting rid of my God. What's a God? I don't know about a God. It's okay. I wonder what those gods, what gods are these, all of these days that God did not ask us to honor. But that's doing good things. Yeah, but it's not what God is calling for. It's, we're here to please God. The foreskin is cutting away all these gods and getting rid of the graven images. Oh, that's the foreskin of our mind. Because sometimes our mind, well, my children are going to suffer. Children ain't suffering. Well, what about Christmas? What are they going to do? What do they do when Ramadan come around? Ramadan ain't no better than Christmas. They don't do no Ramadan. More importantly, what they doing now? So what they going to do? What do you do on Christmas? Buy a thing. We'll buy something now. Wait, Christmas do it. Right? How silly that is. But that's what the enemy will tell you. They don't like your kids. They trying to destroy your life. That's the enemy. That ain't God. God said get rid of the gods. And God got someone to show you what these gods are. That's what they are. Got to believe it or not.
Yes.
Obey. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
That's how servants are made.
Yes.
Die out of the things you think is a problem. When God said, that's not a problem. That's the way you think. Well, people, they bother me. They ain't the problem. You're the problem. Right. How would they bother if you ain't looking at them? You probably bother them by staring at them. And they bother you by staring back.
Yes, right.
And you bother them because you stand back at them and back and forth. It never ends, right? But if you don't bother them, you ain't got no problem. Right? How plain is that? Let's be made.
Yes.
14th verse says what? Now read on down. You read the 9th verse, did you?
No, Pastor.
Read on down.
Yes, Pastor.
Because the carnal mind
is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can
be. Wait a minute. So I'm going to be subject to God's word. Well, where's the honor? You don't want to come in and look mean at each other. That's an old man. Look at all mean and stuff. Well, I feel like they would feel happy. Make yourself feel mad. Make yourself feel happy. Right?
Yes.
Tell yourself, so you stop acting like this, you old man. Talk to yourself. Stop it. Go ahead, read.
Yes, so then they that are in the flesh cannot please God.
You can't please God when you don't want to be subject to honor and killing and adultery and stuff. You're not pleasing God. But if you want to please, just obey. How plain is that? Mm-hmm. So I need to obey and quit thinking the way I think.
That's right.
It's called riches. We'll get into that.
All right.
Read.
But ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If so be that the spirit of God dwell in you.
Now wait, what are you talking about? What he's talking about, if the spirit of God is in your body, in your church, then you're not in the flesh, you're in the spirit as you follow. Because God's not in you if you ain't following the spirit. But it's got to be in the body, in the church. Because the spirit of God is not in the church, you don't have the commandments. You don't have God. You don't have the Son. Read.
Now, if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his.
So if you don't have the spirit of Christ, none of his, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, Pastor.
Right.
14th verse says what?
It says, for as many as are led by the spirit of God, they are the
sons
of God.
So let's say these people going to these Baptist churches, they're following the spirit. How can you follow it? They follow the spirit, and they're being led, and they're sons of God, but not God's son. Because if the leader don't bring you the spirit, you don't have the spirit to get. How can you get God's spirit if you don't have it in your assembly? The spirit of God said, we got it, we just don't have the Sabbath day. Then you don't have it because you can't break God's word up like that. You got to have the 10 precepts. And doing them, now you got the spirit with you. And if you follow and led by the spirit, you're a son until he gets in you. He's in you as you drop off and he makes his abode. It's just that simple. Now, it's nothing like Jonah. You sit and watch. I'm going to watch this. Let's see when the spirit going to jump in Sister Gail. It don't work like that. It said it don't come with observation. But it does. It comes by you observing a clean life. And we understand that the Spirit of God is with you by what you do and what you don't do, right? But you don't see the, there it is. It just jumped in. It don't work like that, okay? That's the same thing. Don't come over here to 425 the corner of Boulevard and say, are y'all having an inauguration tonight? People that want to get the Spirit, come and get it. You lay your hands and they got the Spirit, jump on you. Get in me. And all of a sudden, the Spirit of God is in me. I just got through with a wine, fifth of wine, you know. But I'm coming to get saved tonight. Lay your hands, receive the Spirit. Ooh, got it. Now he jumped into a whole bunch of liquor. I don't think God don't work like that. That's foolishness. Come on.
Yes, Pastor.
Read.
For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption whereby we cry.
What's 13 verse say?
13. It says, for if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye live through the Spirit.
But if ye through.
If ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds.
So it's through the word we mortify these deeds. Mm-hmm. Family first. It ain't natural family first. It's God's family first.
Yes.
It's not these holidays. It's just doing good and doing well.
Yes.
And giving honor and to whom honor is due and showing love one to another. That's not God's way to show someone love that don't deserve love. But if one does that, my eye is not going to be evil because yours is good. But you still should follow the Spirit.
Yes.
If the Spirit is gathered to one, gather with them. If it's pulling away from one, get away from it. Follow the Spirit, right?
Yes.
Now you're God's son because you're being led.
Yes.
Don't mean it's in you, but you, as long as you're being led, it can get in there. God can't get in if you ain't let God lead you. I ain't going to get in there. Right? Isn't that plain?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But let's go to Galatians 5 and 22.
Yes.
Let's go there.
Beautiful.
Well, I hope that is
yes,
beautiful.
Yes, it is, Pastor.
I know it's beautiful. I'm just keeping hope alive. I know it's beautiful. And I ain't Jesse Jackson either. Jesse ain't the first one that spoke about hope. And he ain't the first one that ever talked about being alive. Dead as he might be. I said might be. To my knowledge, he's dead. Everybody don't keep God's members is dead. Don't come to my Jesse, somebody talking about you. I'm talking about everybody. I don't be one outside looking for Jesse. Come on. A little time for a little humor. 5:22, what did it say?
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness,
faith. Yeah, beautiful. There is no law.
No, there against what? Such, there is no law.
No law against mm-hmm. love.
Right.
Now, if you want to serve God mm-hmm. and die, love. Love kills the old man in you and anybody else. Love does that. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
1 Corinthians, let's go there. We're here to die, and you die by showing love. To who? To God. That's why he said, have no other God before me. You show God that love, you ain't got no gods, and your love is strong. That beautiful? It's the way God wanted it. 1 Corinthians. Mm-hmm. 13:1, what did it say?
Though I speak with the tongues of men mm-hmm. and of angels and have not charity, I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling.
So I don't care how much faith you have. Oh, that's beautiful. But it's love, the action. Read.
And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing.
Yeah, that love has got to be there. That love for God.
Yes.
That's what really kills and serves God. The love for God. If you love God, it's going to kill the old man. Read.
And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing.
What?
Charity suffereth long.
Now, that's what charity does. Love. You suffer long. Because if you have love, you're going to suffer with your brother and sister, your neighbor. Your people you work with. You'll be able to suffer and let the boss call you out of name if they do that, if you are instructed to do that mm-hmm. because of your love to God mm-hmm. first. God. What?
Mm-hmm. Charity suffereth long and is kind.
What?
Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up.
When you love God. Yeah. Ones can do all the puffing up they want, but you just stay in your place because it's about God. You're being honoring to God. And you honor those that are. Maybe they might be boasting about something. It's better to say, well, thank God they got something to boast about. You shouldn't be boasting. That's not your call to simply try to judge. Why not get with it? That's how you kill the old man. The old man, oh, they shouldn't do that. Kill him. Said, no, they're fine. Thank God for you.
Yes.
Somebody is giving God the praise. They might have a little zeal, maybe a little off in how they do it, but yes. Is that important right now?
That's beautiful, Pastor.
What?
Doth not behave itself unseemly, mm-hmm. seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked,
thinketh no evil.
Mm-hmm. All right. Rejoiceth not.
Let's go to Mark 10 yes, and 13. Let's
all right,
go there.
Yes, sir. All right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We are learning how to die. Mark.
Mm-hmm.
And not that we haven't learned in the past, we're just learning more and keeping it more in the forefront. Because people don't think about that. We need to keep that in our mind. Mm-hmm. Mark 10:13, what does it say?
And they brought young children to him that he should touch them. Mm-hmm. And his disciples rebuked those that brought them.
Wait a minute. Because they got a childlike spirit. Mm-hmm. Let's not be that way. You know, we get upset because our brothers and sisters honor one and another. You don't feel like honoring. They come in and they say, hi, saints. And you come in, hey. We get a spirit because they got joy and you don't have none. They don't get upset because the children was looking out and said, they rebuked them.
All right.
Read.
But when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased and said unto them, suffer the little children to come unto me and forbid them not. For of such is the kingdom of God.
He was trying to show them how to be kind.
Yes,
He was killing them with kindness. Let them come. That's the kingdom of God is like that. Mm-hmm. Suffer them to come. Don't bother them. What did he say?
Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein.
Why should we get upset because one of the saints is showing honor to God's people? Mm-hmm. You wouldn't get upset unless you don't have no honor. Somebody showing honor, just showing great honor, just coming and kneeling down. And you know what you do? All of a sudden you got a study thing. That's the kind of stuff the old man do. See, somebody comes to thank God. Well, you can't do that. But it's funny stuff. Read.
And he took them up in his arms and put his hands upon them and blessed them.
Isn't that beautiful? Mm-hmm. Read the 17th verse.
And when he was gone forth into the way, there came one running and kneeled to him and asked him, good master.
Now, look at them pretending, putting on a big show. Mm-hmm. How you know that? Some people just overdo. Some people are a little exaggerant. They exaggerate things, embellish things. You don't know where his heart was. Lord didn't say, oh, get up. Don't act like that. You don't mean it. He didn't do that. He showed him great love. But the disciples, you know, everything is negative. We won't be negative like that. Look at social care in the pastor. He's trying to get next to him. Why think like that? Why not think something positive?
That's right.
Why think something negative? If it comes to your mind, say, I don't want to think that way. They mean all the good. That's how you kill the old man. Mm-hmm. Read.
What shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus said unto him, why callest thou me good?
Now, listen. So you say, want to do something. Even though he was a little eccentric about what he did, first of all, it was a teaching moment. So first of all, ain't no good one. See, you know, he said, Pastor So-and-so, I said, is that how you're supposed to say that? Once get upset, get a little frustrated because I said, well, wait a minute. What you mean by that? That's all the Lord said. First of all, why are you calling me? He didn't say, why are you on your knees? He said, why are you calling me good? None good but one.
That's right.
Trying to give him spiritual knowledge.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What?
That is God.
What?
Thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery.
Mm-hmm.
Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Defraud not. Honor thy father and mother. And he answered and said unto him, Master, all these have I observed from my youth.
Wait a minute. He probably didn't mean no harm. He was only trying to defend himself. I've done all of this. Then why you ask me, what must I do?
Right.
If he said, you know the commandments, well, I've done that. Evidently, you ain't been doing them because you wouldn't ask that question if you were. Right? Wait, what did he say?
Yes. Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him.
This is the part is good. He didn't try to kill him.
Beautiful.
He loved him. That means he didn't speak to him in a way to try to condemn him. He loved him.
Beautiful.
Why we can't do it to one another? Always try to kill and say, why? She said, yeah, oh, kind of.
Yes.
Like I say again, it's not your job to pass the judgment. Let the leadership do that. Not yours. It's your job to say, you know what? Thank God for them. We some funny people. Put yourself on the same level. Don't try to exalt yourself. Look what they did. Don't do that. That's how you die. Just don't have nothing negative to say. That's not having anything to say negative because you say, you know what, Pastor, Sevilla said something that kind of sounded odd to me, but I don't know what it means, but I'm just letting you know, I didn't understand it, but you know, I'm done with that. You got it. And go about your business. That's not complaining. That's not slandering. She says, I don't know why they said that. Is that our teaching? She's asking a question, trying to get an understanding. That's how you deal with things like that.
Yes.
Yeah, but I thank God for them. They probably didn't mean no harm. Let the pastor or somebody else say, well, they did mean harm, and I'm glad you brought it to my attention. But don't you say, I didn't know. But all right. And move on. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's read. What?
One thing thou lackest, go thy way. Sell whatsoever thou hast and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven.
What?
And come and take up the cross and follow me.
Well, what happened?
And he was sad at that saying.
I thought he said, what good thing must I do? He says, one thing. That's it right here. He told him. Once he told him that, he had a problem.
Yes.
What should I do?
Uh-huh.
He said, well, there's one thing you're
yes.
lacking.
Right.
And the thing he was lacking was all of them riches because he loved God
yes.
in his way.
Yes.
But he loved his riches more. Mm-hmm. And those riches, more importantly, was his hindrance, and he should have believed that. Because
yes.
God was showing, that's your hindrance.
Right.
That's why he have no spiritual understanding, because of his love for riches. Mm-hmm. Natural riches. Yes. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
All right. Let's go to Acts 14 and beautiful. 22. Let's read that again.
Yes.
Beautiful. So, Pastor, we already read it.
Beautiful.
No, read it again.
Yes, that's right.
I want the people that's listening. They showed a picture yesterday on YouTube, and it was cute. Yeah, this little boy was, maybe some of y'all saw it, he was at the house, and a spider jumped out on him. And the little boy was about to be fighting the spider. He, anybody else would have ran scared, because he was trying to scare him because it's Halloween, right? So the spider jumped out this hole, and the boy, pow, he just fighting the spider, beating him back. I thought it was a cute little thing. Now, we probably won't be on YouTube like that. But it'd be nice if, you know, if we could, they could get us on YouTube and say, keep the commandments over and over again, and it go viral.
Yes.
But that went viral.
Yes.
Because he was fighting a little spider.
Right.
A play spider.
Right.
It was cute, though. Mm-hmm. But don't look for this to go viral, saints, when I say let's read the commandments. All right?
Yes.
Because the Lord said you're the fewest of all people. This is not going viral. And don't nobody throw a spider up here thinking I'm going to kick, and that go viral. Kicking that spider off the window. All right. Just a little humor here. This broadcast is almost over. Thank God. What are we reading?
Acts 14:22.
Read it. Thank God.
Confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith.
That's the problem. Many don't they're not in the faith. If you're in the faith, you're in the commandments. That's the faith that was once delivered to the saints by Moses.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
What?
And that we must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom of God.
Must. Let's go to Mark 10 and 24. Let's go there.
Yes.
Thank God for Brother Mark.
Yes.
Brother Mark knew all about this good fight of faith.
Mm-hmm.
Mark 10:24, what does it say?
And the disciples were astonished at his words. But Jesus answereth again and saith unto them, Children, how hard is it for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God?
He had a problem when he said, one thing, go sell that you have. Because he had great possessions and he was sad. And he says, it's hard when you're rich. But that's a parable, because that's not the riches God is talking about. Go to Proverbs 13 and 8. Let's go there.
All right, Pastor.
Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Proverbs 13 and 8.
Yes.
I think we're going to be cutting off here in a bit, but those that really love God's word will stay with us.
All right, Pastor. Mm-hmm.
13 and 8, Proverbs.
The ransom of a man's life are his riches.
So, when you want to bargain for your life, it's your riches that one's want. Say now, they tell me now, what do you want for your life? I mean, what can you give me in exchange? I said, well, I got some lentils the sister Anna made.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676.